Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your host, Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
And insurance professional, Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What are we talking about today, guys?
Gary, what's on your agenda this morning?
Well, I'm thinking about relaxing and retiring your way. What about you?
Oh, always, man. But you know what? I got to throw a number out to you today. $24.4 billion. What do you think that number is?
Is that the cost of our next vacation?
No, that's the dollar amount BP took from ditching its business in Russia in response to Moscow's invasion of Ukraine in their oil.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Is that a social move? Because I know a lot of people are investing in socially responsible companies now.
I don't know if it's a social move, but I definitely know it's a move that I've seen that has affected us and many others at the gas pumps. Not too far from where our office is in Daphne, they have gas at $4.09 a gallon.
Yikes.
Yeah, I don't like filling my car up at $4.09 a gallon. I'd much prefer $1.99, but we don't have that today, do we?
No, we don't. And if we do, then that's getting into some of our money that we might have already budgeted for the week, maybe to go out to a nice restaurant dinner at the end of the week. Maybe we're cutting back on doing some of that. So, you know, this is still going on. It's still something that's happening, and it's still a trickle-down effect, and it's just another reason why, you know, sitting down and looking at where you're at currently and the things around you is so much more important.
So if all this is going on, how do we help our clients relax and retire their way?
Well, we definitely want to sit down and talk to them first about the dangers of not having enough income to last throughout the rest of their life. And we talked a little bit about that last week. But I think what we want to talk about to help prevent such a huge decrease in any savings or any extra spending that maybe we haven't planned for due to what we've seen here with the cost of inflation, we want to talk about a little bit about the risk of the market and the current economy. I think they kind of go together. Don't be confused, though. We are not going to get in here with market talk because there are so many different opinions on that right now, but it is impacting individuals. And the closer that you get to retirement, the less and less of your money should be at risk. Because you really don't have that much time to recover if there is a market drop. And when you've had 35 or 40 years to bounce back, okay, well, that wasn't a big deal. But as we're seeing, as you're getting closer to retirement, your approach may need to change just a little bit.
Yeah, well, you were talking about time. I mean, even if you have 5 years before retirement, you have a little time to bounce back. But if you're at or near retirement, and we have a correction like we had in 2020 that was a 30% drop in the market, and you're starting to take money out, then, well, first of all, you're trying to catch up to where you were, but you're also making withdrawals at the same time. So you're taking two hits on the money that you have worked and saved for 30 years, for as long as you've been working. And it goes back to two things you just mentioned, and we talk about these all the time, but these are two things that we can't change. One is time. We don't know how much time we have here, but we know that whatever time we have here, we've got to be planning and we've got to be preparing for what ideal retirement we want to have. Because if you want to live retirement your way, you have to be the one that's planning. I'm not saying doing it all by yourself, but I'm saying you have to take that first step and come see us so that we can help put a plan together for you that you can look at.
And that's why we encourage you to call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Take advantage of the offer of a complimentary strategy session for your retirement. It's as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Toll free is available if you need it, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And as I'm always going to say, if you're up late at night or if you're up early in the morning like me, go to our website, Ask Jim Byrd. That's BYRD, AskJimByrd.com. Take a look at the subjects that we have there, because they're all relevant to how you're going to plan your retirement your way, not the government's way, not somebody else's way, because all of us are different. Yet, Victoria, you were talking this morning about what some people might like to do when they retire, and you know, some people might just like to walk on the beach. Some people might want to travel. Some people might want to start a second career or do something different, but it does all come down to, can you do that with the amount of income that you have available when you're retiring?
Right, and Gary, I kind of like to think of it as a retirement danger zone, how to avoid those. We're in downtown Fairhope right now. Of course, this is a pre-recorded show, but man, they have got these roads all torn up in every which direction, and you know what we've had to do? Make a detour.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Unexpected detours. How long are we going to have to make these unexpected detours?
Well, maybe a short period of time, but even when these are gone, there are going to be other detours. You never know when inflation's going to rear its head. You never know when the stock market's going to have a correction. You never know when something unusual is going to happen in your life. You know, a child maybe needing help, loss of a family member, loss of income from someplace, even things like Social Security, which we all rely on. You know, when one of us dies, if both of us are collecting Social Security, one of those incomes is going to go away. You'll keep the higher of the two, but one of those incomes, and it goes back to what you said when we started the show, income is probably the most important thing that people worry about in retirement. And you've got to have steady, reliable, dependable sources of income in order to continue living your life, your retirement, your way.
And that sounds like it's a really simple thing to do, and it really is, because you can come to our office or you can call us, and even if you're not even sure how to start the conversation, why don't you just come in and let's sit down and get to know each other. I mean, we don't have to jump right on into the money situation, but we can get to get a feel of what concerns you have and which direction that you want to go into. I mean, because you really need to kind of figure out at one point in time which three financial phases you're in.
Right. What are those three phases?
Gary, why don't you talk to us about one of the first phases?
Well, the first one is when you're building and growing. That's when you're saving. You know, you're putting money in your 401k. I always tell everyone, don't put all of your money in a 401k. It goes back to the old saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a 401k is a great place to put your money. You put money in tax deferred. It reduces your taxable income that year. But it's just pushing the tax question many, many years down the road. Our parents all live their life thinking that when they retired, they'd be in a lower tax bracket. For most of us, that's not going to be true anymore. So you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. Definitely, if your company is matching money in a 401k, put in as much as they're matching, but continue to grow. You know, get rid of your debt. That's one thing that I think all the financial gurus that want to sell you their books today, you know, they start out by saying, "Well, get out of debt." That's not easy.
And that's what we talked about last week. The standard quo, following all that. You hear the same advice. You know, we were in the bookstore this past weekend, and there were tons of retirement books, tons of real estate books, tons of how to get and buy and sell crypto, because that's been a topic of conversation. And we've heard so many different things. And really, they're just writing a book that there's no definitive promise, because if it was, those books would be off the shelves every time you went in there. Everybody would be multimillionaires, and we wouldn't have to worry about stretching our dollar and readjusting our budget, as you like to mention and talk about. But man, we really have to, because retirement and saving is not the same for everyone. You have different circumstances.
And that's why we encourage our radio program listeners. This is an exclusive offer for those listening to have a complimentary consultation, a complimentary strategy session for your retirement. You'll probably learn more in that meeting than you might in one of those books, at least with some solid action plans that they can help you with at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. So pick up the phone or write this number down if you're listening on the weekend. Call later or leave a message. 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Toll free is available if you need it. It's 877-251-1984.
It's 877-251-1984. I got tickled at one of the books. It was, and you see these for almost everything, Retirement Planning for Dummies. Well, you know, if you're planning your retirement, I don't want to plan it like a dummy. I want to be smart about it. I want to put my money places where I have a good potential for it to grow. I want to put my money somewhere where it's protected. You know, Warren Buffett, and we've said this on the show many times, Warren Buffett's first rule in business is never lose money, and his second rule is never forget rule number one. So when you're deciding where you want to put your hard-earned savings, don't put it all in one place. If you're young, a good place to put a certain part of your money is in the stock market, because you have time, you have many years to ride the highs and the lows and the ups and downs. If you're nearing retirement, let's say we're coming out of this first phase from build and grow, and we're going into the next phase, which is getting ready to retire or transitioning for when you're going to retire. This is the 5 to 10 years before you actually plan to pull that trigger to say, okay, you know what? I'm tired of doing what I'm doing, or I'm ready to change my lifestyle and live my retirement my way. This is when you really have to start looking at how much risk that you want to take. And we talk about time, risk, and income. Sometimes I think we talk about it too much, but for people that are hearing us for the first time, you know, managing your risk is a very, very important part of how you're going to live your retirement your way. When you're young, yeah, it's okay to take a little more risk, but as you get older, you get to the point where that risk really works against you. Well, remember 2002 when we had the dot-com burst. People lost a substantial amount of their retirement savings, and it took several years for it to come back. Then all of a sudden in 2008, we had another huge drop in the market, and it took several years for that to come back. If you're in the withdrawal stage, or in stage three, where we call it distribute and deploy, where you're spending your assets, you can't afford one of those drops. Even if it does come back, remember, first of all, you're making up what you lost just to get back to where you were. You know, I don't want to just get back to where I was. I'd like to find something that's always growing, always safe, and always going to be dependable. You can't find those three things in everything that you decide to allocate your money to. So you have to continually ask, am I putting it in the right place? Am I protecting it from any sort of loss in the market? Am I protecting it from inflation? There's really not a whole lot we as individuals can do right now for the situation with inflation. But what about taxes? Shouldn't I be putting money somewhere where even if taxes go up later on, I'm not going to have near the impact of the loss of the money, because instead of being in a 20% tax rate, maybe all of a sudden, even in retirement, I'm in a 30% tax rate, and I don't get to keep as much of my money.
Right, Gary. So in the distribution and deployment phase, thinking about taxes is something that's very important to consider. I mean, if you're well-funded and you have excessive assets, you know, think about how you're going to start leaving your legacy to your family members during this type of phase. And, you know, we can help you structure some of those distributions through many different strategies that are offered out here to help maybe alleviate some of the worries, especially right now during these turbulent market times, because I don't want to have to worry where my money is coming from. You know, I see the cost of Medicare that's occurred this year for some individuals. I think some of the Part B plans, and you need to talk about that a little bit, how some of those costs actually doubled this year.
We had the highest increase in our Medicare premiums that we've had in a number of years. And that affects how much money you have left to spend on other things. You know, buying gas, buying food, paying for repairs to your home. All of these things require budgeting money in different places. And healthcare is something that, as we grow older, our healthcare expenses are going to go up and up and up.
The cost of everything has gone up. And Vicki, to go back to what you said, everyone's situation is different. If they would pick up the phone and make a complimentary strategy session with you, then you can find out what their goals are, leaving their estate to their children, traveling across the world, helping their grandchildren through college, whatever it may be, you can help strike a path for that direction and that goal. But first, you must take action. So if you're listening, you must pick up the phone and call in order to get that complimentary consultation with Safe Harbor Financial Services. The numbers are 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And you know, when you do come in and schedule an appointment with us, the first thing that everybody's going to say this, we want you to feel comfortable. We want you to not feel like there's a wall between us and you, because we have to know your story before we can help you put together your plan of where you want to be when you retire. Your retirement may be 10 years away. Your retirement may be 20 years away. Might be 30 years away. It may be never. You know, there's some people that never ever want to retire, but they still have one thing in common: they have to pay their bills, and they have to have income to do that. At a certain point in your life, if you want to retire and you're taking Social Security, you're going to have to factor in the possibility of giving some of those Social Security dollars back, depending on what you might be earning in retirement. So when we put together an income plan, we factor in how much you're going to collect from Social Security, how much you might be collecting from a pension plan. Believe it or not, there still are companies out there that have different forms of pension plans for their employees. Some of the oil companies, we see this quite often. When one of these folks retires, they come in, they've got their 401k, they've also got a pension, and that pension can be managed by them or it can be managed by the company. If you want to manage it by yourself or with us, we move it out of the pension and we find somewhere where it can probably grow faster than it's going to grow in the pension funds, depending on the level of risk you want to take. And, you know, the important thing about risk is your level of comfort with risk will dictate how we will allocate some of the money in your buckets. You know, everybody likes to talk about let's have a taxable bucket, a tax deferred bucket, a tax free bucket, and there literally are places where you can put portions of your money where you'll have different tax rates. That's important, because as I've said, And if you've listened to our show in the past or if you've come to one of our seminars, it's not necessarily how much money that you save over your lifetime. It's how much you get to keep. And what you get to keep is what will let you live your retirement your way.
And Gary, you brought up a couple of points, and perhaps maybe you can expand a little bit more on the pensions, but I was doing some reading the other day, and unlike Social Security, some pensions, and I know that they're all different, but what I could understand was, is that some pensions don't offer a cost of living adjustment. And that might be something that's important to help keep pace with the current inflation rate, if it's possible. Now, I'm not going to talk too much about that, but have you read anything about that with some of the new pensions, and especially if some of the state and locals are offering somewhere between 2 to 3 percent in adjustment every year? So there could be some changes if you're considering retiring or in retirement, if you have a pension with it might be sitting there old. That's not making you any money.
Yeah.
If you're just letting your money just sit there. We've had a lot of people come in and sit down and talk with us over the past week or so, and we've heard a lot of stories, Gary. We've heard, I've worked my whole life. I've done this shift work thing. I've gone up to work at 10, 12 o'clock at night, pouring down rain. I'm tired. I don't want to do it anymore. But it's amazing at how we hear that, and they have these worries, and they don't want that same difficult time away from their family and that strenuous schedule, and they don't have a plan yet because they hadn't stopped to think about it. And you know, if inflation continues to go where it's going now, and if it continues to go where we're reading and it's saying that it's going to head, you know, it could take a huge bite from some of your 401ks and your pensions. I was also just reading something, too, about the great return to the office is underway. You know, we talked several months back about the individuals leaving their job place because they were working remotely from home. But here's the deal. There were 4.5 million people who quit their jobs in March. And that's almost 150,000 more than they did in February of this year.
That's an amazing number. What are they doing?
Well, they're changing. Part of it is, I think if we want to call it COVID or coronavirus, I'm not going to go back and call it what we first called it because that was already hurting beer sales for one of the companies.
The pandemic.
The pandemic.
Talking
okay.
About corona.
But you know, when all that happened, everybody's life got turned upside down. Well, virtually everybody's. A lot of people just couldn't go to work. So they got used to not going into a place that maybe they weren't really that satisfied with. And now coming back, they want to do something different. They want to do something better. So in one sense, this is kind of giving us a kick in the pants. You know, Americans, unfortunately, we get kind of lazy sometimes. You know, we do live in the greatest country in the world. And everyone, virtually in the world would rather be where we are. So sometimes we start to take for granted where we are. But the coronavirus kind of kicked us in the pants and said, well, maybe I don't want to work for $13 an hour anymore. I need more. So there's a wave of people that are kind of on the sidelines and looking for something better. It's the same way in retirement. You know, you were talking just a minute ago about inflation and what it's doing to people's 401ks. Well, it's taking a bite. You know, most people's 401ks are not adjusted for inflation. The one thing that comes to mind that's absolutely adjusted for inflation is our Social Security. But it may not keep up with where inflation is. We're going to see inflation come back under control. We have not had the kind of inflation that we have right now for 20 years. So eventually, in the next couple of years, maybe shorter, it's going to get back under control. But we still have to take into account when prices go up, how do we earn more money for our income?
And You can help our radio program listeners figure that out. Come up with some strategy, some strategic plans with a complimentary consultation. Simply pick up the phone and call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. We hate to ever say the word guarantee, but in life and in putting money away for retirement, virtually nothing is guaranteed. You know, I remember when I first met with my first financial advisor, and I was asking him, well, if I put my money in here, what kind of rate of return am I going to get? And of course, since I was putting it in the stock market, he gave me the normal answer. Well, you know, I can't guarantee anything. In fact, I can't even guarantee that your money's going to be there next week, because there could, and there's always this risk that we have another big correction. Remember 2008, when the market dropped 40%, and it took several years to get back. If you were a retiree, and I remember sitting in a company meeting where our investment folks were coming in, and they said, guys, we know you've been used to these great returns for the last 10 years, and we're happy we could produce that for you, but you know, last year the market did take a 40% drop, and we're going to help you earn that back. Well, I was sitting next to a gentleman who was just about to retire the next month, and he said, I had $800,000 put away for retirement, and today they're telling me it's worth just over $400,000. Well, when you're 65, when you're 55, you can't afford that sort of a shock. So let us show you places where your money is more protected, where you don't have to get the call that says, hey, guess what? We took a 25% loss, but we're going to move it, and over the next couple of years, we're going to make it back.
Right, Gary. And before we close, just a couple of things I'd just like to mention. You know, the Secure Act, for some of you that are familiar and up to date with it, they are making some changes to those things, and they are actually looking at incorporating a guaranteed income strategy in some of these 401ks. But they're also talking about, and everyone's had this little word on the tip of their tongue, cryptocurrency. All right, well, the feds are still trying to work on some of that regulation too. So folks, we're reading the same things that you are, and we want you to come in and have a discussion with us at Safe Harbor Financial, because now more than ever, a choppy market could impact your retirement plan. And you know, man, we don't want to head into a possible recession. I said that word again, that R word again. And that's where the feds are kind of looking at on another article that I just read this morning, because really they don't know what to do, except they're expecting these interest rates to rise again. So have a plan in place, and you can do that by calling us at Safe Harbor Financial.
That is correct. And you mentioned an R word. I have two R words that I think are fantastic, as you started the show with, relax and retire.
Relax and retire your way. That's what's
important.
My
way, not your way, my way.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Director of Operations Vicki Miller and Insurance Professional Gary Garner with Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Those numbers again are 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.